beans, beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you chew. The more you chew, the better you feel. So let's have beans for every meal. Ate my beans.
Is it just me or is that a very British accent?
Very exploded. British.
Every hour.
Beans.
Every
beans
hour. 38.5 tons of baked beans are eaten in Britain.
So it has to be an English voice. I knew that song would come up. So, Andy, I have a good question for you.
Yeah.
How many farmers in the Wilcox area, Cochise County, are growing pinto beans and then also the black beans this season?
So we'll have only one farmer growing the black beans this year. We only wanted one pivot to see how they grew and to see how it would work first before we jumped in and did any more. We want to make sure it's going to be successful, you know, for the grower and for Bonita Bean before we would do more acres. But currently right now, I believe we've got about 12 different farms that are farming the beans, anywhere from, I think this year we'll be around 6,000 acres. Last year we were around 8,000 acres. And like I said before, it was a double crop. So it's coming on after their wheat or their barley is coming off.
And we've got some real veteran farmers that really know how to grow the pinto bean. I know some of them. We've got John Hart, who's a Arizona Farm Bureau member and is in leadership, serves on the state board, and is also Cochise County Farm Bureau's president at the county level. Who else might we give props to?
We've got a couple farmers in the Dunlaps. We have younger farmers, too, that are coming on, which is really exciting to me. We have Justin and Casey Hawes that have been farming beans for some years now. J.D. Dunlap, who's a young farmer. And also, that being said, J.D.'s dad has done it for a long time, and Darren and his uncle, Doug Dunlap. And so that's really exciting to me to see the young farmers continuing this program, because that is really what we need. We see that across the state, whether it be, you know, Minnesota, North Dakota, Arizona. We're seeing a lot of young farmers that are doing these edible bean crops, and they're not easy. It's not like corn and soybeans in the Midwest where it's easy to spray the chemical, easy to put the crop in. We're dealing with specialty equipment and a specialty bean. You know, this bean is coming from the field right to your, you know, right to your plate.
Awesome. And like it was mentioned earlier, it's a quick growing, you know, four or five months, and then it's ready for harvest. You said pivot. One farmer is just doing one pivot of the black beans. For our listener, kind of explain that, because that might be a little bit confusing to understand.
A center pivot irrigation is rotated around about 120 acres on a quarter of a land, which a quarter of land would be about 160. We farm everything down there under center pivot irrigation. I don't believe there is a few people that have drip line irrigation, not many, but most of it in that valley is center pivot irrigation. And
it's low water use, and they can really manage it. Props to John Hart again. Is he can manage his pivots right on his smartphone, and they'll signal him when one's going off and the other one's coming on, and he can really manage and monitor. It's very precise today compared to what it used to be.
If you've ever flown across America and looked down and saw a circle crop, that's
right.
A pivot.
That's a pivot, yep. So, but I have to ask this. And you've already given us props here in Arizona in terms of being really good at growing pinto beans, but what sets Bonanza and Bonita Bean companies apart in the world of growing beans for our consumers?
Oh, what sets us apart? You know, it's a small industry. You know, there's probably 1.5 to 1.7 million acres of edible beans planted every year versus your 90 million acres of corn. I would say, you know, we really work hard at customer service. So at the end of the day, if there's a customer that calls and says, I need one 10-pound bag of beans, we are going to ship that to them. We do that all over the 48 states for sure. I think I've seen where we've sent one to Hawaii, a 10-pound bag of beans. And that's probably someone that has grown up in Arizona that has tasted the beans and found a liking for them or just a love for pinto beans. You know, we have three separate brands that we are running out of Bonita Bean, which being the Arizona Pride bag, which you'll see in a lot of your food cities, El Super supermarkets. We have a Muley brand, which is in your Bash's supermarkets in, I think, the Phoenix area. And then we run our Bonanza Bean brand, which is only our black beans.
Okay.
Those are the three brands you can find in the stores today.
And you mentioned beans as not only musical, but magical. And it is one of those rare harvest items that you don't need preservatives.
Right. Yeah, it's easy to store. It lasts for a long time, and it's a healthy crop that we need. One other thing I want to give props to on Bonita Bean is that anyone in the Wilcox area can go to the plant, and they have a store right on the premises, and you can buy bags of beans right there. So you're getting as local as you possibly can, and as fresh as you possibly can.
And one of the talking points you had is in the 1980s. An archaeologist in New Mexico discovered a clay pot sealed with pine tar that contained bean seeds that were estimated at 1,500 years old, and they grew.
There you go. We need our beans.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
And there's not a lot of other, you couldn't, carrot seeds probably, or 1,500-year-old carrots, you couldn't from that... a produced carrot, that's not the seed. The seed comes off the shoot on top, where the bean is both the seed and the fruit and lasts documented at least 1,500 years.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. We're joined with Andy Hacker, the Bonita Bean Company, and Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau. We've got more farm facts coming up here at Rosie on the House. If you have a question or like to talk to her, it's 1-888-767-4348, or you can text questions to 411-923.